But yeah, we should we should definitely do that that story. Oh, I wonder if it's a good thing, because you know my eyelashes just magically apparently fucking appeared out of nowhere.
Well, what's weird is like I was like I took a shower just before you and I got on, and like out of nowhere it was just like, who, you know, what should I do my story on? And then all of a sudden, like, and like I have such a terrible time trying to remember the dude's name, and then the name pops into my head. I'm like, okay,
uh-oh.
All right,
uh-oh.
That's,
and I
that's...
hope everyone is ready for it, because what are we doing, the three time, only say the names three times, so we don't
we need to limit ourselves. I've already said it once, yeah. But we haven't started recording.
Yeah. So yeah. And just to let you guys know, the viewers, also I'm sorry, if I hope I don't offend anybody by using you guys, because I just say that for everyone, so don't think I'm, you know.
I do the same thing though.
Okay, so we're on the same page. And you know, because
I use
that
dude, I use dude, yeah. all the time, but it's, for me, that's not, it's non-binary for me.
Yeah.
So and in like earlier episodes I think I established that, so like if I offend anyone with that, then I apologize, but just know it's not me.
We're not doing it in an offensive manner, we just,
right,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I use dude as a non-binary, so in addition to they them.
Mm-hmm. I use guys. That's what.
Yeah.
Hey guys.
Hey guys.
Well, so as soon as Logan said the spirits or the persons, the its name, I found my eyelashes that I've been looking for weeks.
And her, so her reaction to finding these on her desk or wherever the hell she is recording was a large gasp. And I thought she, and this, like, it timed it. She timed it perfectly. And it wasn't, her reaction wasn't to what I decided to do my story on. It was because she fucking found
my eyelashes, you guys.
She
looking for
them.
These eyelashes for a long time.
God.
Oh my gosh. So they're in, you know, when we do these recordings, I'm doing them where I normally sit and do readings in my spirit / office room. And apparently, I guess I must have had a interesting reading session to just rip my eyelashes out and place them down somewhere. But then I could never find them again. And all of a sudden, as soon as he said that spirit's name, bam, mm-hmm. The eyelashes were there. And I was like, what the fuck?
Well, everybody, yeah. Welcome back to, or welcome to Dreaming of Nightmares. I am your co-host, Logan Weeks, and this is my spooky co-host, G.
Your favorite tarot reader, your favorite witchy woman of the hour.
What are you drinking? Water?
Coffee. Yeah, I'm drinking coffee over here.
New Yorker.
Yeah. In my fancy little K-pop mug that I painted. So I lost your video. I can't see you. Where's Logan?
I'm sorry. I was kind of like taking preemptive measures because I wanted to God damn, why am I losing my fucking train of thought? Well, probably because I have a pussy running over on my lap, and I don't mean that in a sexual way. It is my kitty cat, Alistair.
The pussy cat.
Oh, and he's sinking his claws into the stool next to me. Great. Sorry. I wanted to acknowledge a super fan, apparently, or a new fan. Well, two. So, super fan Luke, who is madly in love with G.
Yes.
So he's probably going to, after he hears this, he's going to fucking just blow my phone up, being like, I can't fucking believe you said that. I just want to meet her. She's so cool. And by the way, Luke is gay, but he's also like,
I love it.
He's awesome. He's hilarious, but he's going to, I'm sorry for putting you on blast, Luke, but that's what you get for being my friend. Also, I don't know. Let me see if I can, because we received a very, very kind message on Instagram, and it's really long, and they were giving us some tips and pointers and things like that that they would like to see happen on our podcast. I want to say, I want to give you a name, but it's, your username on Instagram is SidQuitP, I guess. SidQitP. So I wanted to acknowledge you, say thank you so much for that very, very kind message. So I'm just going to read a little bit of it. They start out with, so first of all, I just want to say the title / name of the podcast is brilliant. Dreaming of Nightmares. Are you kidding me? So cool and exciting. So I just hit the episode 1 through. He's saying that he just listened all the way through. He just binged our entire podcast, which is awesome. Considering wow. We have 8 episodes out, and I think 3 or 4 of those now are like over an hour long. So thank you. And then they continue to say that they wished that we would add more viral horror stories / movies, like reference such as a scary Titanic, a Slenderman, etc. Like, so, you know, maybe we could do some research on the Titanic, see if there is any living stories or any living people who've had like horror stories while they were on the ship or something like that.
Yes.
So they continue to say, once again, I'm just one of the random audiences from the recommendation on whatever platform you were using or they were using. But it was of interest to him and them, and they loved it apparently. They say that I hope you will gain more audiences. The podcast title is wonderful and great, Dreaming of Nightmares. They said that I love it a lot. It's just super kind, super, super sweet. I can't believe like that you sent us all of that. Like, it was super long.
We were definitely sorry, let me clear my throat. we definitely have been talking about before possibly bringing in like either urban legends or like stories of that kind or of that nature. So that was very interesting to get someone else like to kind of suggest that to us as well. I was like, hey, we're on the ball with something. So
I may or may not edit this out, but I told them that that might be something in the works, but be quiet because it's a surprise. this could be our public announcement to it, our bonus episode once a month. And that's, we're gonna try and get that going the first of every month, and we have to come up with a title for it.
Like, we really do. It'll hit us. I'll ask my spirit guides, because I know homeboy, he always gives me some really cool ideas. Like, he actually told me to go buy Stone Cold G, and I was like, okay. So it just kind of stuck. So
yeah, I love your name.
I'll ask the spirits.
Yeah. So this person actually said that they can't wait to send in their stories and stuff like that. And I was like, yes, please, please, please.
Yes.
Like, we are super excited to do that. I mean, we haven't gotten any, but we haven't really like been pushing it because we've been too preoccupied with fighting spirit and these weird energies that we acquire.
We've been throwing punches.
Like, seriously.
Ghosts trying to butt in on us.
Like, we can't finish a damn episode without something happening, knock on wood, you know?
Now, I have a question. So before I came in, did you have that much kind of paranormal activity or?
No, it's your ass. You brought the shit here.
I had to ask. I just had to ask, okay? Oh, gosh.
Little shit. No, it was you. Damn it. Okay, hang on 1 second. Well, actually, you continue because I'm just going to leave the room, but my mic is staying with me.
Well, I definitely want to add to your story, since you have a special story about specific spirit. Mm. I want to actually talk about one dream / nightmare / I don't know, you know, those kind of dreams within a dreams within a dream, you know, kind of deal. We have in Tennessee, I don't know.
I'm sorry. I had to interrupt you because that's one of the fucking stories I found on Reddit today. It was a dream within a dream.
Oh, really?
That's so weird. That's one of the fucking sleep experiences that I found today.
Me and my psychic ass over here.
I'm like, God damn, you're giving everything away.
No, a blessing and a curse, you guys.
God damn it.
But yeah, so I had one of those experiences, but I have it with this experience of the Bell Witch. Yeah. Have you ever heard of the Bell Witch, Logan?
Oh, yes, I have. I've heard your story.
It's a very scary story, and I would definitely love for just like an episode just talking about urban legends of witches, because that kind of urban legend has a lot of different stories that I would love to go into. Like, yes. I'm low-key kind of like obsessed with that story, but yeah. I have a dream, and it was about the Bell Witch. So y'all better buckle up for that one, because it's pretty scary. I still kind of get nervous talking about it because it happened when I was younger, and that's why I still haven't been to the Bell Witch cave still to this day. But
please don't go.
I want to go so badly now.
Look, when I come down to visit, we can go together. How's that?
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, fuck yes.
Hey, by the way, on our sidebar, Luke just commented on the post I've tagged you in. I don't know if you've
seen it yet.
Yeah, it's the one I asked you for the selfie because you don't know how to use Snapchat.
About guys, like, Snapchat, I'm just horrible. I mean, I used to have it back then, and I mean, I post some wild stuff. I'm gonna have to send you some funny stories I saw that I used to post on Snapchat, and it's mostly me getting like these weird ass costumes, or like just like doing these funny, it's like I was doing TikTok dances before TikTok was even a thing. Like,
we had Vine. Like,
we did have Vine.
TikTok isn't shit compared to Vine. Fuck y'all.
That's right. But yeah, so I found some good stuff on Snapchat, and I was like, ooh, I gotta share this.
Hey, do you want me to really make you feel old?
Oh gosh.
Do you want to know what high schoolers and teenagers call they call, like, the 90s the late 1900s.
Oh, I've heard about that. And I was like, really? Wow. Thanks, guys. Like
you guys are really putting us in a fucking box, and I don't like it.
You guys suck.
Fucking kids.
But then again, I can't wait to be like super old and be like, I was born in the 1990s. Gosh, it just fits perfectly. I can't wait. I had like one of my friends asked, you know, you're turning 30 this year. How does it feel? I was like, bring it. I like being old. Like,
I just had a fucking epiphany in my head. I'm like, am I 26 or am I 27?
That's me right now. I'm like, am I 28 or am I 29? I think I'm 29. Oh yeah, I'll be 30. That's me. that's the conversation that goes through my mind when someone asks, like, how old are you? And I'm like, hold on.
Hold on. I got to think about it. Which is terrible. Fuck.
Yeah. It just shows how much we don't think about our age, though, if you think about it.
True. Mm-hmm. Until Casey fucking says, yeah, I'm older. I'm the wiser one between us. I'm like, motherfucker, you are a year older than me. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I could punch him some days.
Oh, my goodness.
Just go across the face. Little bitch. No, I'm kidding. I love him to death. He's seriously my soulmate.
Yeah, that's like with me and Ethan. Ethan's only like, well, Ethan just turned 30 in March, so it's only like a few months. We only have like, I don't know, however many months apart. So we're very much the same. He doesn't even try to, you know, I guess, what's the word? He doesn't even try to argue with me sometimes. He's like, nope. Nope. Don't argue with the Libra. I can tell you that.
Well, we have a Sagittarius and a Capricorn in my relationship.
Yeah. The headbutting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We both stubborn as hell.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't good.
Oh, yeah. Ethan's a Taurus, so he can be stubborn sometimes, but he'll move eventually. He moves around. Eventually.
Yeah, because you're a fucking Leo.
Yeah.
Damn.
My Leo rising always takes control. My sassy pants. That's what I call it.
Do you see?
Mm-hmm. I see Alistair.
Bro.
What are you doing? He's like, what?
Don't give me that sassy eye. Oh, goodness, come here.
Oh.
Come here!
And he's like, oh, no, no. Daddy, no!
Go eat the mic. Where's the mic? Oh, I have it all weird.
Yeah, last time Alistair was trying to eat the mic, you guys, it was really funny. Aww.
Okay. Here, I'll put you
back. I wonder if he's ready to get scared about our stories.
Mm. You bet. You're gonna
ready?
You're gonna protect us from said name. He who shall not be named.
I know, it's like freaking Lord Voldemort.
Fuck.
Oh my gosh. That's what I call like anybody that I quote unquote have enemies with. I'm like,
yeah.
They who shall not be named. So like everybody loves that I use that, though, because they're like, wow, you really don't like that person. Yeah, because I don't give them the power, you know, like someone's name, that's their power. So it's like you say their name, it kind of gives them power over you. Mm-hmm. So that's why I say like they who shall not be named, you know. So any, you know, for all of you out there, if you're like worried about your enemies, you know, but you want to tell someone or talk about some, you know, about them to someone else, don't say their name, just be like, hey, they who shall not be named is an asshole. The other person will know what you're talking about.
Oh yeah. Okay, so I went back on Reddit. I found four stories. Two of them I think are really short, and then
okay,
one medium one and one pretty long one.
Okay.
And I proofread some of them, so hopefully this will go a little smoother.
So we don't have one that has like the whole thing is like one sentence.
Yeah. Okay. So let me ask you, because I'm kind of like excited about these, because some of them are pretty fucked up.
Oh gosh. So this is like having like a dream within a dream, or an experience within a dream, right?
One of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So do you want to hear one that's like very, it's disturbing. If you were a man, you would be very disturbed by reading it. So, I kind of want to read that. Okay, I kind of want to read that one first. Yeah, it's super short, super short, super short.
Over here, like, bring it.
Bring it. Bring it,
bitch. I'm ready.
Okay, well, if my fucking Reddit would work.
I even turned off one of my lights to make it more dim.
Or dim.
So I can get scared.
I read this and it made me physically sick. Like,
oh God.
I was like,
oh. Warning to all those listening. This may actually.
PSA, if you are squeamish, if you are a male, and you are squeamish about losing part of your
part of your dignity,
yeah, part of your manhood, skip ahead, okay?
Oh my God, this is gonna be great.
Fuck, I'm telling you, it's super short. It's like two sentences, but it's okay. This is from Redditor Xymnas81. Okay. They titled it "Another Dude with a Nightmare About My Dick Being Severed."
Oh, God dang.
Okay. I had a look through old threads, and this seems to be an uncommon but not an unheard of nightmare. In my case, I was lying down on the couch, struggling to get myself upright to go anywhere. I found half of my dick lying next to me, and I picked it up. I felt upset, but almost apathetic. Then neighbors started with music outside, and I yelled, "Will you please shut the fuck up?" And I woke up. I felt shaken and unrested all day.
Have to cover my mouth because I'm trying so hard not to bust out laughing, and I know that sounds awful, but it's the truth. I'm over here like, I wonder if he had one of those shouting dreams where, you know, like when you shout shut the fuck up and you wake up because you actually shouted that. Like, I have those all the time. You have no idea. Ethan could tell you that I've woke him up many times saying shut the fuck up in my sleep, like yelling it. So I wonder if that's what, like, this guy had. That one of those dreams. But that's interesting to have found half your dick just lying there on the floor.
So was it just the tip?
Was it just the tip?
Or was it like was it like cut in, okay, so like lengthwise, was it like cut lengthwise?
Oh my God. Oh, I can't. Oh my God, this is awful, but this is so funny at the same time. I can't.
I told you. Okay. I have to read the comments. I have to read the comments.
Oh, please tell me what the comments said. Oh my gosh. Oh my God.
This person said, "I also had it a few months ago. Half of it fell off somehow, and I tried to put it back by wrapping it in the foreskin. LOL." Oh my God.
Oh, oh, that's so awful. Oh God. Oh gosh.
G is crying.
I can't. That's too funny. It's awful, but it's so funny at the same time. I can't. Oh, gosh. Oh, you found a gem on this one. Oh, my gosh.
That was so fucking good. Oh, so my
I also wonder, like, what kind of music were this person's, like, neighbors listening to? You know what I mean? Like, what kind of music? I want to know. I wish.
Like some, like, heavy metal or, like, some hardcore rap, like, loud bass and just headbanging kind of shit.
You never know. It could be, like, EDM. You
know? EDM. I have on deodorant, and I've already sweated through. I just showered, put on deodorant, and it's in an antiperspirant, and, like, I am sweating. I'm not even hot. Like, I just,
oh my gosh.
Fuck.
Okay. Oh, that was a good one. That was scary, but that was pretty good.
Right? It hit everything.
That's like, I don't know if you've ever heard of the show. I think it's a Netflix show, like Two Sentence Horror Stories or something like that. Yeah, it's so they pretty much just post the first sentence and then they make like an episode, like a movie scene about the sentence. Huh. And then at the end they add the second sentence, which gives it like an extra creepy factor, and then whoever wrote it or whatever. But yeah, so that reminds me of that story, that dream story. Mm. I was thinking, okay, what would the sentence be? Like the first sentence would be like, I was asleep, could not wake up, or could not get up, looked over, my dick was on the floor, and then it would just play like this whole scene, right? And then at the very end it would say, shut the fuck up, dumbass neighbors, for playing too much music. Something like that. It would just be like off the wall. It starts off really scary and then it just gets like so comical. Oh my god. Oh, that was a good one though. What's the second one? What's the next one? Oh, never mind. I'll keep talking because Logan just shoved the cookie in his mouth. Oh my goodness. But let's see, what else? Lately, I haven't had any like crazy dreams. I don't feel like. I have had like weird things where I've like woke up and I saw something there and I'm literally like yelling, like, what? Are you serious? Like every time I wake up, I'm like, what is that? Who are you? Are you serious?
I haven't had a nightmare since I started actually like really using the care package you sent me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's good, but it's also bad. So we have a nightmare podcast.
That's good though, because that means it's keeping the bad stuff away while you're sleeping.
It is. I really love it. Also, Casey really loves the way that the oils smell.
Yeah, they're not like overly strong. They're very like kind of like a softer scent.
Yeah, he was like, "You should wear that as a cologne." I'm like, "I do."
You're like, "Yeah." Heck yeah. Okay. I have one that's more like a florally kind of like, I wanted it to smell like you've been out in the woods for a while, so you smell like dirt and woods, but then all of a sudden you get like this blast of like roses and jasmine, so it's like that.
I would love that, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. It's my pixie wishing oil. So there's a lot of stuff to bring in and attract, like good luck and also like wishes coming true. So be careful what you wish for when you wear that stuff, because you never know what you're going to get.
Yeah. Okay, okay. Are you ready for the second one?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Hit me. Let's do it.
This one's sad.
Oh, okay.
It's short. It's a it's shorty, but a goodie, but it's also sad. It's by Redditor Lekrim, Lekriim.
Okay.
And they titled it Deaf Friend. There was a deaf girl in my school and nobody was talking to her. I went to her chair and started speaking. At this point, I didn't know she was deaf. But then I tried mimicking since I didn't know how to do any sign language. We ended up being friends, but now I'm sad that it was only a dream. I really wanted to be her friend.
Oh, that's so sad.
I know.
At first, I thought you said death friend, like, you know, like death, like.
Oh, dead.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh, no, he means, he means deaf friend. Oh.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't enunciate.
So he just woke up from that dream?
Yeah, it was super short.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
I wonder what she looked like.
I don't know. Yeah, there was this one was like short, sweet, and to the point without any like adjectives or anything, any descriptors. I kind of want to know. Jesus.
Tina wants to say hi.
Yeah.
Small dog. Small dog wants to say hi.
As he or as she jumps up there, he jumps into my lap. May I say hi? Tina Puppers?
Like Zena. Ew, Zena, don't lick me. We're just like playing with our animals right now. Zena looks like one of my friends was like, I can't help to see but a raccoon in Zena's face. Oh, see yeah. That face? That's a face of a rat.
That's a coon.
That's a coon dog.
That's a coon. That's a coon dog.
She's tiny. She's so small. There you go. Go see Daddy. Go. She wanted to come see what was going on. I left the door kind of open for them, so they can come in and out.
I have mine wide fucking open. Since you don't like closets, I made sure I closed mine.
Yes, thank you. Because the last time I was like, freaked out, especially with all that activity.
Oh my God.
I'm like, is it coming out of the closet? I don't know.
It's a gay ghost.
Scary.
It's pride, I mean.
Oh my goodness.
No, so did you actually hear, like, when in the audio, could you hear the sound? Like, didn't it fit the what I was describing it as?
Yes. I was like, what was that?
It's fucking freaky.
Yeah.
I have a lot of people, like, now blowing up my phone on Instagram, like, for our podcast on Instagram and my personal. I'm like, I haven't posted anything on my personal. What the fuck? Go away.
Oh my goodness. But yeah, that was freaky. That was definitely freaky because I didn't hear it in real time. So you heard it probably through your headset.
I did.
And I didn't hear it on my end. So that's really weird.
Yeah,
but I'm glad it got caught.
Yeah, me too. If you haven't listened to that episode yet, I think I left it in the episode. I don't think I cut it. But if you don't follow us on Instagram at DON podcast on Instagram, go do that and look for that post because I clipped it so you don't have to like spend an hour and a half trying to find it on whatever platform you're listening. But yeah, you could do that. Oh shit,
are we getting to the scary ones now?
Okay, this I'm one ready. Is by X Wolvez. Spelled like wolf or wolf.
Okay.
Z. X Wolves.
Nice. Okay.
Okay, they titled it Family Suicide Nightmare.
Oh my God, that already just like freaks me out. Oh my God. Yeah. Okay, I'm hoping I'm ready for this one.
Yeah, me too. Fucking hell. Oof. Okay. I've never had violent dreams / nightmares ever in my life, but I just woke up from one that is still genuinely disturbing me. I was in a house similar to the one I am in now, but my desk was oriented in the front of a window, which was behind my monitor. And if I looked out of it, I could see a couple shipping containers like on boats. And I was waiting for my cousins to come over and hang out. And something had made my parents upset. All of that is one sentence.
Oh, no.
And if I looked out of it, I could see a couple shipping containers like on boats. And I was waiting for my cousins to come over to hang out, and something had made my parents upset to the point of tears. I have to space things out because, yeah.
No, you're good.
Punctuation again. And having to run. Okay. Shit. And so I'm going to have to go back and edit this. Because one, I lost my spot, and two, yeah. Okay. And Something had made my parents upset to the point of tears and having to run out of the house. And at this point, my cousins were there and they saw them run out. But we didn't know why, and we were playing video games for a few hours. But I got a call from someone saying something about, why did your mother kill herself? And I had no clue what they were talking about. And my father had returned shortly after and was crying, but he wouldn't say why. I eventually looked out the same window. I could see the crates from, and I saw my mother had hung herself from one.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, yeah. I was screaming, crying to the point I wanted to throw up and I couldn't breathe. Sorry, I had a burp. I didn't want to burp on. Why didn't I fucking leave it in there? I could have edited it out. God damn.
I was about to say it would definitely make the scene less creepy.
Yeah, because you're watching everything that's happening right now. And so, this is like I'm standing in front of the class reading my paper that I don't remember that I wrote. And so I don't know anything about it. I'm being watched.
God, yes. That's what it's like. I'm over here like the teacher. I'm like, Logan, did you do your homework?
No, ma'am.
You're like, no, I did not. It's okay. That's fine.
And I saw my mother had hung herself from one, and I was screaming, crying to the point that I wanted to throw up and I couldn't breathe. I then woke up in the same room, but nothing had happened yet. Except the same day was happening, and I knew that was coming. I just didn't know when. And before I knew it, I watched her step off the top of the crate to let the rope tighten. And I run out screaming to her, please, mom, please stop. As I'm crying harder than I ever have in my life, as she looks at me with tears in her eyes, she says, I'm sorry, I can't do it, I'm sorry. And she eventually just closes her eyes and stops. As I go back inside, I hear a car driving up the driveway. And as I look out, I cannot find my dad. I check his bedroom one more time to find what I believe to be a fucking bomb had gone off. There was so much blood you could have convinced me it was a Saw movie. Oh
my God. So the dad exploded?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And as I start screaming, I wake up in complete tears. By far the worst dream / nightmare I've ever had in the last 19 and a half years of my life.
Jeez. Whoever that is, they need to call their parents to make sure they're okay. Like, yeah, and their therapist, seriously. But my God, like, jeez.
I know.
Car bombings just already kind of stress me out anyways, because, you know, like, we had that bomb that went off in Nashville, you know, yep. What I'm talking about, that like took out the internet for like almost a month. It was like almost like a full month. So the guy was in that van, by the way, and exploded. Yeah, it's like really creepy. You can kind of like go down in that area too. It's just creepy. So anything that like I think about, like exploding vehicles, freaks me out, man.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how or why, and I know that this isn't like a real thing, but I watched Final Destination a lot growing up.
Oh, oh God. Logan has nightmares quite a bit.
Okay, look. I used to be so fucked up in the head, I could watch every single Saw movie and eat.
Oh God, I couldn't. I actually have not made it through, I think, the second one. I watched the first one. It was okay. But the second one, I'm like, I think there's like three or four, right? Or like five of them now? I don't know.
Five.
But yeah, I haven't watched after the second one. I didn't even make it through halfway. And I'm like, nope, that's a little too much. And I love, you know, like horror movies, but that was too much.
Saw is more of like a, wait, are we No, Final Destination. Or no, you're talking about Saw.
Yeah. But I don't think I've seen any of the Final Destination. I've only seen like clips of it, and it just seems kind of like cheesy. So I don't know.
Is there
cheesy, but there's like also not cheesy elements, yeah. I've heard.
It's why is your face wet, Bubby?
He said, I went for a swim.
Where the fucking toilet?
Swim. I went swimming.
Yeah, I'm gonna check the fucking toilet. Yeah, the toilet seat's toilet seat's down unless you learn how to fucking lift it up. Oh no. Okay. Shut the fuck up.
They're just like shoulder press that toilet lid, like.
Yeah, no, like I used to be able to fucking eat dinner while I watched Saw.
Oh.
I can't do it anymore. Like I'm too squeamish. Like I have a hard time watching House, the doctor show.
Yeah.
And eat dinner just because, you know, they sometimes show some of that gory stuff. Like I'm not squeamish really to
is
it.
Is House
real life.
Any good? I've heard House is really good.
It is.
It'd probably
so
be right
good.
Up my alley.
Yeah. Like I fucking love it. I loved it like when I was younger and I watched it while it was on regular television.
Yeah.
Now it's on Amazon Prime, and we watch it. That's our show at night whenever we eat dinner or some, or when we're just relaxing. So it's really good. Awesome. I loved it. Yeah. Hey, House, you want to sponsor us? Just kidding.
Come yeah, on. Seriously.
You're no longer on the air. Oops.
Logan throws a little bit of a...
No, that was okay. It was kind of it was a joke, but like because I love it. I'm such a fan of the show, but
yeah,
I don't like Chase. I fucking hate Chase. Sorry.
I'm now intrigued, so I will start watching and let you know my thoughts.
It's so good. It's so good. All right, here's my last one before G and I get on to our personal stories. This is by King Hunter, and they titled it, I fell asleep inside of a dream, went lucid inside the dream, inside of the dream, and I had sleep paralysis in the dream inside of the original dream. How much of a mind fuck was that?
That is like Inception to like a T right there. Inception.
It's fucking-
Holy crap. I would hate to be this person.
Yeah, and like this one's like medium length. It's not super long. So, all right. I just had the weirdest experience. Last night I was up till 4 a.m. playing video games. I went to bed and fell asleep. Well, I had a dream that I was playing video games. In this dream, I went to bed. The same occurrence that happened in real life. As I fell asleep within this dream, I went lucid. I then freaked out and I had sleep. Ooh, what's the puppers going on?
I know. My puppers.
Your puppers. I then freaked out and I had sleep paralysis inside of the dream. Inside of the dream. My body could... This is really fucking with my mind.
Like, let me close the door because I think they're going to get rowdy. Y'all probably gonna hear like dogs running around the place. That's my house.
I'm jealous because I want dogs. My body could not move, but I was able to stand up and stare at this dark human-like figure. I remember performing reality checks before I went lucid, but the result of the reality checks indicated that I was still awake, even though I know for a fact I was dreaming. After I escaped sleep paralysis from my dream inside of my dream, I woke up from my original dream to it being 11 a.m. But I know I had a dream inside of a dream because everything was pitch black through my window inside of my room. If this made any sense, I also remember having a dream about an actress in the dream inside of a dream before the paralysis that I can also explain.
I'm trying to like keep up. I'm like, wait.
How did I read
Where
that?
Where is this guy?
Should I reread?
Imagine trying to like keep up, especially trying to write that. He was like having a hard time trying to write this because I can only imagine like he's like, hold on.
I was at point A, but I was in point B, but then I had to go back to point A, and now I'm back at, or now I'm in C, but I have to go back to B, and now I'm finally back at A.
Pulls out a map. All right. Where am I? You are here. Okay.
Oh my God.
I hate those kind of dreams though, but I have those quite often too.
I bet that fucker would be a good cartographer.
Yeah. Like, poor guy. Poor them. Like, yeah, seriously, I don't. Oh my gosh.
Do you want me to reread it? See if you can kind of like get more out of it. I don't think that there's much else. It's just like
he's just like in. I feel like he's. It's not even like dream jumping. You know, I think of that episode of like, you know, SpongeBob where SpongeBob's jumping in everybody's dream. Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
And then didn't he get like in? It wasn't like Gary. It was Gary's dream. Maybe, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Where Gary was like this tall like guy. And he's like, what you are doing, you are dream hopping or something. I don't know, but that's what it feels like. And then like SpongeBob is like completely lost. That's where I feel like this poor guy is. He's just in he's everywhere. He don't know where he at. He's trying to find where he should be. Oh, he's probably in like different dimensions if you think about it, you know. Because some people,
it really fucking freaked me out when you said that I was probably in the veil whenever I had my encounter with the Morrigan. And
mm-hmm.
I really think that there are different realities or different realms and things like that. Like going back to the back room theory where people are lucid dreaming or whatever, going to this other place. And then they have to make their way back, otherwise they die. If they die in that realm, then they die in real life. Blah blah blah. But
yeah,
he had to have been in between something.
He got like, too far. He got too far.
Like the way I'm thinking of this, he wasn't ready.
He wasn't ready. This poor, he wasn't ready.
Hell, I wouldn't have been either though. Like the way I'm picturing this is like he's in it, like this is a cube, right? And this is a reality or a realm. There's another one stacked on top, another one stacked on top, another one stacked on top. Okay. What I'm thinking is like he started in the one on the ground floor or whatever on the bottom. And then he ended up getting to like he jumped from like the first to the third. And then he actually needed to make his way back to the second to get back to where he was.
Originally. And he just went to like the fifth
one. And he went to like the fifth one. And then he's kind of like, I think in between like the fourth and the fifth, like there's like a little space. So it's not like them stacked on top of each other. There's a little bit of gap in between each of the different realms. And he's like in between like the fourth and the fifth. And then he somehow manages to make it back to fucking the bottom floor one.
I just pictured this guy like with the map, you know, that John Travolta meme with the map, and he's just like
he's like he's in New York City but he has a map of Chicago.
Yeah. None of this looks right. Oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness.
Oh gosh.
Sorry.
So I hope they practice some type of meditation to stay within a certain energy degree so they're not going above what they can handle, because it sounded like they accidentally went above what they can handle.
Yeah.
And that happens sometimes, you know. But it's scary when it does, you know?
Yeah, like, so they would sleep. They realized that they were lucid in their dream. And then they started to astral project. I think the astral projection was what really fucked them.
It was too much.
Yeah.
It was too much.
I'm being serious. Like, yeah. I've never done it, and I don't want to do it.
Just imagine like astral projecting while you're lucid sleeping. Like, yeah, you going all over, you go into outer space and you ain't coming back. Like you lost out there, you know. But your body is calling you back and it's like, hello, you coming back or not? That's just like you said, you know, with like astral projecting. If you were to do it, you would be like, no.
My ass couldn't handle. No, my ass would literally just float off into nothingness.
Well, he did. So I'm hoping that when he woke up, it wasn't like he didn't feel like crazy. Because I know sometimes people would get like this feeling of just like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. What? You know, and it kind of gets them scared to, you know, and he accidentally like tripped this. I figured, you know, he accidentally went into Inception world. I hope he accidentally went into it, because if this is him trying to practice, I'm like, well, okay, buddy, one thing at a time.
Like, you do not need to check off A, B, C, and D at the same fucking time.
Yeah, just do A and B.
God.
A and B, that's right. That's right. You know, it's kind of like that one girl that we read about that talked about, she was meditating and her body like vibrated like really hard, yeah. Remember? So, you know, this month I've been studying a lot of like meditation, and that's a lot of stuff that I've been posting on my Patreon for this month. And it actually said, if you abruptly wake up or get interrupted while you're in that state, it can really
fuck with you.
It can scar you. It can, yeah, like emotionally and energetically like scar you. So please be careful when you guys are trying to lucid or astral project. Like, make sure you're aware of the situation where you're at, you're grounded before you attempt things, because it sounds like when you're not, you can accidentally float into an Inception world and get lost.
Yeah.
You don't want that, because that's when scary things could happen. In this case, feeling lost is probably the scariest thing. You know?
God, that just, like, I would never want to do something like that unless I knew that I had the toolkit,
yeah,
to handle what's out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And honestly, practicing like only a little bit of a time, mm-hmm, you know, kind of deal will help with that. But yeah, if you haven't practiced and then all of a sudden like bam, it happens, it's scary.
Since you were talking about meditation and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I have a book recommendation for you if you like to read.
Yes, I love to read.
So it's kind of more on, I'm trying to think. Oh, wait, one sec. I know where
it is. This that Buddha book?
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. I need to read that.
It's called The Art of Living.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I feel like there are some things that were kind of controversial in my opinion with like what you and I consider spirituality. Mm-hmm. So, and I've only read half of it. I read it before I go, like before bed, and then I end up passing out. But it's called The Art of Living by Thich Nhat Hanh,
mm-hmm,
Buddhist monk. And it's a pretty good read.
I always like to read stuff that kind of like gets you asking questions. Like, you know, it makes you kind of like really think, okay, what is the true concept like behind this person's point of view, and just kind of like, and it may bring up like questions of your own, you know, for you to like dive deep in. So I love stuff like that, you know.
So this is actually kind of this kind of brought the idea of like our energies, all of our energies are connected and stuff like that. Sorry, mm-hmm, guys, this is a sidebar, pretty long one, but remember I sent you that text message or something of like me thinking that you know, all of us are connected energetically, in that, you know, we can actually manifest what we want, or like you not like through alchemy or anything like that, because, you know, you can't make something out of nothing, but
yeah,
this book actually kind of introduced that a little bit, and then I did my own research on like that type of stuff,
mm-hmm,
energetic connectivity and stuff like that. But yeah, that's kind of, that was my little introduction to it. And then you kind of help me out with the rest. Can you see the smoke?
No, so that's good. I'm not going to freak out during this one unless the smoke all of a sudden, like, you know.
Yeah, I'm not going to move it because I don't want it to fall.
Oh, God, no, yeah. That's like me. I light up sage and then I'm like, you know, making it really smoke like by blowing on it. And then like I blow a piece that's on fire on the carpet. And I'm like, ah! I'm like trying to smack it, putting it out.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Okay.
God.
You can do this. You can do this, Logan. You can do this. I've been pretty much like hyping him up.
Yeah, you have. Okay. So I don't know how to pronounce that. All right. So today my personal story is of Papa Legba.
That's one. And we're going to count that as one.
We're going to try and limit how many times I say the name or we say the name, just mm-hmm. to limit our exposure, because you'll understand why whenever I tell the story.
We're going to limit him or limit the possibility of him, it, the spirit showing up. So, because we do not want him showing up.
No.
I think we're going to be fine, though. I told Legan, Legan. Oh, my God.
That is not a nickname that's going to stick. No.
I told Logan that I have like a protection guard, but I also do like readings on it, so I'm good.
Yeah, no.
I don't know about him, but no, I'm fine. He's fine too. Like I would get a feeling that I'm like, hey, don't do it. But I'm over here like, yes, do it. So you're gonna be fine.
So I don't know too much about this entity. Just from the experience I had. I went and I grabbed a little description of who this person or this entity is, and they are a Ginen or a Ginen, G-I-N-E-N, in Haitian mm-hmm. voodoo, who serves as the intermediary between the Iowa and humanity.
got chills.
He stands at a spiritual crossroads and gives or denies permission to speak with the spirits of the Guinea and is believed to speak all human languages. Okay, so this is the person or the entity that I had an experience with, and it was of no fault of my own. So I'm a big fan of a podcast called And That's Why We Drink, and they're huge. I think last month they were nominated for a Webby. This was their second or third time being nominated. I think that they've won once. I'm not sure if they won this time or not, but yeah, they're super big. So if you guys ever listen to this, Imothy, you probably won't, because you don't listen to podcasts, which is weird because you have your own. No. and Christina, y'all, or Christine, if y'all ever listen to this, y'all almost killed me.
Yeah, seriously.
So if you guys don't know already, I am a Amazon delivery driver, and I was listening to their podcast while I was driving and working. And they did a story on this entity, Papa Legba. There's two.
That's two.
So they were doing a story on this person, Imothy was, and they just kept saying the name over and over and over and over. And they even hit on the fact that the amount of times the name is said, the more likely this entity is to present themselves. And I mean, just like throughout the entire episode, I was just like, okay, why are you saying the name so much? you know?
Did you already kind of get the feeling, like, even before they said that, were you kind of getting the feeling like, oh, this is like, you felt that, like,
I felt something, I felt a presence or like a weight, if that makes sense. I felt a pressure. And it was really odd and bizarre. So as I was listening to the story that M was telling, they said, or as they were saying their story, I started having these weird like malfunctions with my van. Like at first it like out of nowhere, and it was right after they said the name, and on my dashboard every possible icon lit up and stayed lit up. Every That's single one.
Wild. Oh my God.
So I'm like, okay, this is weird. And so I remember I was coming to a stop, except you can't just like slam on the brakes just like any, like if you were driving your own vehicle. So, you know, I was lightly pressing on the brakes, and all of a sudden my van just comes to a stop, and like a hard stop, and it shuts off. The key is still turned, like the ignition is still on, but everything shuts off. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I'm like, what is going on?
So was the podcast still running when this was happening, by the way?
Yeah, it was.
Oh my God.
So I turned the ignition off, I turned the ignition key to where it would be in the off position, and then I turn it back on, and then the fan turns back on. I go and make my delivery, and I leave the podcast running while I go to the stop, and then I get back in the van. And so I remember I was driving, and I had to turn right, and I was coming into this cul-de-sac, and I went around the right side of the cul-de-sac like this to come around, and the stop was like right here, and I was coming around this way, and as I was coming to my stop, like my foot was on the brakes, okay, my foot was on the brakes because I was coming to a stop. The RPMs jumped up to 4,000.
Ding, ding.
That's okay.
Sorry,
that's
okay. I don't know if you heard it jingling. That's my dog. Dane's like, hold on, let me add suspense. Starts like jingling.
Yeah. So, I'm coming to a stop, and my foot is on the brakes, but the RPMs jumped up to 4,000. And like the engine is revving up, and like all of a sudden, no matter how hard I press on the brake, the gas, like it was as if I had slammed my foot on the gas.
Yeah.
And the van starts to move forward, except it wasn't like a slow speed, like up to the point. It was like a forceful jump forward. And
yeah, like a jolt. Like it just went like, whoop.
And I had to pull, I almost ran into the front yard of this house, and I had to pull the emergency brake.
Mm-mm.
And that's what stopped my van. I immediately turned the podcast off. I look around in the van, and I literally yell, leave me the fuck alone and get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Because at this point, I knew what was happening. I knew who was around, and I was not a part of it. I did not want any part of it. And I said, Papa Legba, leave me the fuck alone. I haven't had any other issues since then, and I didn't have any other issues the rest of that day. I wanted to reach out to M and Christine and that's why we drink, just to like tell them my experience, not be like, you guys actually did this to me, like
you guys almost fucked up my life
because I'm like, no, that's a joke, but but I wanted to like tell them that story because they are that's their pronouns, they them.
Mm-hmm.
But they were a paranormal investigator for a while. And they did that as a living for a while.
It's like cold. Like my arms are like chilled. So we good though. We good. It's on my end, so it's okay. I can handle whatever because they know not to step on me. Like look what I got. I got my little Odin. Like he's here. He's got my back. You know. I also got my my animals too. So we good. We good, fam. I'm just. It's really ice cold where I'm at right now, and it's fucking weird. So I'm over here like,
So I said there, I said his name three times. I'm not going to say it anymore. But I'm going to at you, and that's why we drink, you assholes. Y'all fucking did this.
Y'all gave him such a terrifying experience.
I wanted to reach out to them and just like tell them my experience because I have a feeling they would have fucking put that on there because they do listener episodes and where people send in their experiences and their stories and stuff like that, kind of similar to what we want to do.
Mm-mm. You know, I even tell like my husband when he's listening to a podcast, be careful to listen to like spiritual podcasts like that, because I told him a little bit of this story that you just told and he was like, oh, and I go, yeah, so don't go listening to spiritual podcasts while you're driving. And he always has like weird stuff happen to him like when he drives anyway, so I'm like, let's not add on to that.
Yeah,
okay. So yeah, you guys, it's a serious thing.
I immediately, like, after I yelled at that entity, I texted Casey and I told him the entire story, and he was like, turn that fucking podcast off. He said, I already told you not to listen to it.
Damn it, Casey.
I'm like, God damn it. I'm sorry. So, yeah, he won't listen to that podcast with me. And it's not from him being scared or him just not enjoying that type of content, because he loves that type of content.
Yeah.
He just doesn't find it interesting. He just doesn't have an interest in listening. Does that make sense? Because like I have a lot of free time, I'm putting that in air quotes, because I'm constantly driving, and so it's another form of entertainment, and that's what I do when I don't want to listen to music.
Yeah.
So that's my story on this person, and I'm not going to say any negative.
No, we respectfully just wanted to share a story.
Yep.
And it's really funny, like, it's the ice coldness is like stopped too, by the way.
That's good.
Yeah,
because so. I don't feel any pressure or anything weird.
Yeah,
so we good. We Gucci.
We Gucci, fam. We Gucci. I'm over here like, do I listen to many podcasts while driving? No, because I like to listen to music and all kinds of music, and I'm bumping that. I am bumping that.
Well, I mean, when you are when you're in a vehicle for eight plus hours a day,
like you need almost that kind of talking, because I mean, honestly, like what you do, you're not talking to people, so I can only imagine how boring it gets not having that kind of interaction. You know what I mean? So like the podcast kind of like, or a podcast would feel feel like, right. Oh, you learned something today. Or like, yeah, I learned something definitely that night. Oh man.
Yeah, guys, don't listen to our podcast before bed.
Before I got on this podcast, I was listening to the podcast before bed. Remember the very first podcast, you were like, do not listen to this before bed. And I'm like, well, shoot, here I am. And I'm laying there and I'm like, oh, this is some good stuff.
I mean, like, it's kind of like you're watching TV, so it's like what you see and what you hear is going to be imprinted in your brain, before bed, and it could cause something from your past or something in your future to present itself, and it might not be the best.
In your dreams, yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Well, are you ready for mine? Oh,
yours is long. It's so
well. Good. It's not too bad. I'm gonna tell like a shorter version of it.
Oh, I mean, I wasn't saying that like it was an issue.
Oh, I was like, okay, I am gonna tell a shorter version because I don't want to talk too much about this particular type of spirit because I think we're gonna probably do like an episode on I would like to. This spirit is like interesting.
Yeah, so yeah, don't give too much away.
Yeah.
That way we have a lot more to talk about.
That's right. So, you all know I'm from Tennessee, and one of the huge urban legends that we have here that's a pretty well-known urban legend story is the Bell Witch. I won't give too much detail, but I'm pretty sure I'm like two and a half hours maybe away from like where her cave is and like the location and stuff. They do there's like a, you can do like tours and everything through the cave, like, but you have to like pre-book them and stuff, and I think they still have the house there too standing, and I think you can still do tours as well. Don't quote me on that, but I believe they do that. I don't know if the corona or the COVID has changed anything, you know, due to that. But yeah, they still do tours. And they ask that you do not take pictures. They ask that you do not take anything out of the cave, such as a rock or a stick, a leaf. Mm-hmm. Anything. Mm-hmm. And I'll get to that here in a minute. I'll tell you that little mini story. But it's a pretty big deal. The Bell Witch is a pretty big myth legend. I think it's real. I feel like it's real. So
I agree.
My friend in high school, she's from, I think it's in Robertson County. So she actually is from there. And she was wanting to go back, and they had like this county fair or something, and I was like, yeah, you know, I want to go, you know, it's a country howdy doody, you know, county fair, like I want to go.
Yeah,
that'd be fun. Like, yeah, and she's like, we should do the Bell Witch tour, you know, because they have that. And I was like, oh, that's neat, because she knew I was like into spooky stuff anyways. She knew that I read tarot cards, so she's like, you know, you're into it anyway, like we should do that. So, you know, we talked to her mom, and her mom's like, yeah, if you guys want to go, it's really scary though. Just let you know, don't make, you know, cause she believed that, you know, it's real. Like, she's like, she lived there a long time. She's like, it's real. Disrespect it or anything. So we're like, okay, cool. So interesting enough, they actually have like movies too. I think they've made a couple of movies about it, like
about the historical. Witch.
Yeah, about the Bell Witch, but it's more of like kind of like the historical facts about it, and then a little bit of like the urban twist or the urban legend twist on there. So we watched that, and I was like, cool, you know. I don't remember if we watched it before bed. I think we watched it during the day because it even creeped my friend out. So she's like, we gotta watch this movie so you know what the Bell Witch is all about. I was like, okay, cool. So I was like, damn, cool. Watched the movie. It was great. Good movie.
Oh my God.
Are you looking it up?
Yeah.
It's scary, I know.
Like, just the fucking title screen, or like the cover, the movie cover, which came out in 2007, is fucking freaky. It looks like an alien thing, though. It's like of a silhouetted house. At the top is Bell Witch in like white and green letters, and then the house, like all the door and all the windows are shining with a green light.
It's creepy. Yeah, they did a good job. So we watched the movie,
I was cool, calm, collective, you know, that was neat, you know, got a good little bit of history of the story and stuff. And then we went to bed. So this is the night before we go to the county fair and then go to explore, you know, the Bellwitch Cave. This was going to be like the night before. So I went to bed and lo and behold, I have a dream within a dream, you guys, as I always do. I have a dream where I wake up, because I remember I was sleeping on the couch, and I woke up, and I was like, okay, I'm awake, cool. And then I look outside, and I see this woman standing in, like, the road in front of my friend's house. And she just had this really long garment, kind of grayish looking. And she was really pale. Her hair was really dark and long and really bushy. So I was like, okay, you know, that's weird. And I'm like, I remember I looked up at the moon too, and the moon was a full moon. And then that night was a real full moon outside. So I thought that was really weird because I did eventually wake up, you know, but So I remember I laid back down.
Good girl.
And I was like, all right, let's go to sleep. Let's go to sleep. And I couldn't go to sleep. So I was like, you know, I wonder if that woman's still standing out there. So I sat back up. She's like in the yard now, standing there. So she's moved like 10 feet.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
I lay back and I'm like, okay, I don't know what that is all about. I'm going to really go to sleep or whatever. And I was starting to actually like get really, really scared. So then like the third time I again sat up in my dream within a dream.
Nope.
And she's not out there. So I was like, oh, okay, cool. So I let my guard down. Cool, calm. I went back to lay down and I remember I closed my eyes. So it was pitch black. And then I just like woke up again. And like, I literally woke up, but jolted up and she was like in the window. Like,
fuck that.
Yeah. She was in the window. And that's when like, I woke up and I was like sweating, covered in sweat and stuff. So normally when I'm like shaking and covered in sweat, like that's either something was trying to reach out to me or something. Like, I believe when your body reacts like that, it's literally like something like your body was interacting with some kind of spiritual being or entity or something.
Yeah.
And I remember I was like, oh my God, I was like freaking out. I was like gasping and I looked outside, you know, it was exactly like my dream, but without her being there. I looked at the moon. The moon was full. It was like huge. And I was like freaking the fuck out. Cause you know, when the full moon is like really bright, it illuminates everything. So it's really, really eerie because it's out there in the country too. Mm-hmm. So you just see like the road and everything's illuminated by the moon. But it's like, I was really scared I was going to see that woman figure outside. So I didn't really sleep well the rest of the night. I can tell you that.
I don't fucking blame you.
And the next morning, you know, I woke my friend up and I think I woke her up at like 5 a.m. She's like, what is wrong with you? And I go, you have no idea the dream I just had. And she's like, okay, what was it? And I told her and she's like, uh-oh, we need to tell mom about this. And so I told her mom and her mom looked at me and her mom didn't know that I did like tarot cards or anything. So she was like looking at it from like, oh, this girl really shouldn't go to the cave then. You know what I mean? Like something was clearly trying to make contact with me like that night. Yeah, so we didn't go. We still went to the Country Hattie Newton Fair, you know, but we did not get to go to the cave because the mom felt that I shouldn't go to the cave.
That is a good mother. That is a good mother.
Yeah, good mother. Bless her soul. She passed, but I remember that. And she's like, yeah, we shouldn't take you because I feel like maybe, you know, she's probably reaching out to you if that's what it is. Or something else, and it sounds like it's pretty scary, so probably shouldn't go. So I was like, okay. So I never went, never experienced that. Then I think years later, Ghost Adventures, I don't know if this, you know, this group of people that listen to our podcast ever has seen Ghost Adventures. They actually went to the Bell Witch Cave, you know, and they got some crazy evidence in that cave, like weird noises, cackling, pig noises, like weird stuff. Yeah. And like weird energy as well. Another one of the stories there.
Casey will not be. We cannot tell him what's there, otherwise he won't go. I'm being serious. Dead fucking serious. Well, he doesn't play. He doesn't play with that shit.
Well, and you're okay as long as you don't. They like the people say as long as you don't try to disrespect her. Like she's cool. You know, you might feel something here and there, but she won't do anything to you. So there's stories, there has been stories, and this is a reason why people shouldn't take anything out of the cave. So one of the stories was someone just got a rock to kind of have like a rock to remember that, you know, they got this from the Bell Witch Cave. Well, they brought that rock home. And weird stuff started happening within their home. And they never, this person said that they never had experiences at home at all. They started experiencing a lot of what?
Did like a loud vehicle just go by your
Yes.
Room? Okay.
Yes. Logan almost had a heart attack.
Oh my God.
That spirit saying, really listen to this part, you guys, because you really shouldn't take anything from the cave.
Oh my fucking God. I shat myself.
Welcome to Tennessee. It's like that a lot. But
that was me.
So I'm over here like I don't know what okay that's your smoke okay I can now see the smoke now by the way
yeah because it went from this long to like this long and it's propped up like this
so yeah the, so clothes,
the more it burns it's gonna move this way
okay good because I was like oh god so apparently the lady took the rock home started experiencing poltergeist activity.
Nope.
Door slamming, like right off the bat, door slamming, the TV going on and off. And, you know, it wasn't even just like on like channels. It would just hit like white noise. And she's like, it's weird because it shouldn't be doing that. Like it shouldn't be hitting white noise. You know what I mean? When you turn a TV on, most TVs don't do that nowadays. Mm-hmm. But hers was doing that and she thought that was really weird. So it would just go on and off, on and off. And then the door slamming, the cabinet drawers and doors would be open. When she leaves the house, they would be open. Yeah. So a lot of that kind of like activity was going on. And then she said the thing that she couldn't take the most was when the activity started getting like worse and worse, the thing she couldn't take the most was she was seeing a dark figure in the room. And then when she would turn the light on, it would go away, but then she turned it off. And then it's like, it within minutes it appears again. And it would be, I'm getting chills talking about it.
My
it would be
just kind of staring at her. Light on.
Yeah. And she goes, and it wasn't just like a person. It was just like, it looked like just a black kind of like
blob.
So yeah, like a blob, like a round blob. So yeah, and then she's like, okay, I think I know what this is about, because she lived like this for I think like 2 or 3 weeks, so she couldn't take it anymore. So imagine going from like
from 0 to 100,
yeah, to like 100 real quick, and she couldn't take it no more. So she put the rock in a box and actually sent it, like mailed it to the people, because she didn't even want to visit the location again. And she wrote a letter that like saying like, I'm sorry that I took this rock out of the cave. I want it for like a memory, but clearly you guys, you know, say this for a reason. And she lists what, I think they still have that in like the touristy area, they still have that letter with the rock.
Wow.
Yeah. And after that, like She said it just has ceased.
Good.
Yeah.
That would burn the fucking house down.
That was over a little rock, you guys, from that cave. How bizarre is that?
That's a nope, nope rock.
That is a nope, 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 nope. Nope, nope, nope. That's a hell no rock.
Hell no.
Hell no. So yeah, the biggest thing about the Bell Witch is that in the story, she really affected one person. This entity really affected one person of this family. And it just about drove the family nuts. So it was really interesting to get that story from someone just taking a rock, you know, and just having that much activity. And with the whole story, y'all, the story is just through the roof. That, like I said, that's another, I'm just reeling you guys in, because that's going to be another episode, that the things that have happened, it's wild. You can do your own research, but you guys know we're going to talk about it.
What a fucking episode.
This was a pretty cool episode, to be honest with you.
What should we title it?
A dream within a dream within a dream.
Oh my god. Yeah, I think that actually might be the title. Or a dream within a dream while lucid dreaming.
Dreamception.
I need some contraception from this shit.
That's like, yeah, that's what you need to put, is like a dream within a dream, lucid dreaming, astral dreaming, dot dot dot, dreamception. Oh my gosh. I love it though. It was really cool. It was really cool. I hope you guys love our stories though, because I think our stories were definitely
Like every time I think that I'm running out of material, I'm like, wait, I had this happen to me, and then I had this happen to me,
yeah.
And then I'm like, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I know for damn sure is that, and I'm pointing at you, we need to re-record our intro, or like our our like,
not the intro, the outro, right?
The preview, like our little 30 second to a minute preview for the podcast.
Okay.
Yeah, because right now it's just me, and it's me saying it's me doing this, and it's no longer me.
Okay. Yeah, we definitely need to do that.
Yeah, I'm over here scolding G. Like, come on, we gotta do this.
I know. Yeah, we do. But yeah. Sorry, my dog is thrusting him against the wall, himself against the wall, because he wants out.
Okay, puppers.
He's a sass pants right now.
Yeah, I can tell by that little eye he's giving you.
Yeah, he's like, let me out.
Well, guys, thanks for listening, and we are begging at this point, send us your stories at donpcast@gmail.com. Please, please, please. Like, we want to tell your stories. And, like, the fact that we got a message on Instagram today, and it wasn't to my personal, it was to our podcast Instagram. It was so sweet, so kind. And, like, you don't have to give us, like, that positive feedback. Just, you know, send us your story. You can send it to us there, or you can send it to the Gmail. But, like, we want to share, we want to hear from you guys. And if you have negative feedback that you want us to improve on, we want to hear that as well. I mean, I'll probably take personal offense to it, but no worries. I'll get over it.
But yeah, send us, like, you know, you can send dreams, you can send experiences. We're all about the experiences too. You know, your girl is all about experiences. I have plenty of experiences.
Yeah.
Wild ones. So,
I Mine probably won't be as crazy as G's, but I have some as well. I mean, I told you mine today, one of mine today, and that's probably my peak.
Yeah.
But yeah, please send us your stories. We want to tell those, we want to share them, and we want you guys to remember, like, this is a safe place that if you're feeling lonely about, like, if you're in a dark place and you are having these experiences, just know you're not alone, because obviously I'm continuously finding all these fucked up stories that were posted like today. So there are a lot of you out there that are having, you know, rough times, and this is a safe space for that. And we are a non-judgmental zone, but we probably will make fun of you a little bit out of love.
Yeah, just a little bit, just a lighthearted, you know, a lighthearted picking.
Just a little bit.
So I was like, let me pick, you know, a nicer one, but yeah.
I mean, most of my fucking selfies oh my God, what did I call it?
Thirst traps. They're thirsty traps.
They're thirsty thirst traps. Like, oh my God.
But yeah, so I was glad. I was like, oh, I know Ethan sent me, because Ethan just took those of me not too long ago. So I was like, oh, I know I have like one really cool one. So I was like, oh, that one would be perfect. I was like, let me send a witchy one.
Well, so, I mean, yeah. Who said it? This scientist witch, she said you both are fire. And then Luke said you are my fave, and I'm like, who are you talking to? Because little do you know, G could have access to the fucking Instagram account. You don't know who posted that shit.
I fucking love it.
Thank
you guys for listening to the podcast. We greatly appreciate the support we've been getting, all the listens, all the follows, all the comments and everything. Mm-hmm. So yeah. And yeah. Always remember to find yourself dreaming.
But not of nightmares. We'll get it down one day.
Did I butcher it? I butchered it. Do you need cue cards?
I'm gonna get you some cue cards.
Oh my gosh.
Bye guys.
That's it.